One little series called The Quest. Can you say that with me? The what? The Quest. We're on a journey to blessing. If you want to live, I'm going to go ahead and say it, a crappy life, have at it. You can do it. You can do that. Did you know that? Yeah, have at it. Sure, you can be down. You can keep focused on the things in your life. They're true. There's some bad things that's happened. Yeah, you can focus on it. And you know what? If you focus good enough, you can really have a lousy day and a lousy week and a lousy month and a lousy year and a lousy life. Amen. You listening? You're probably going to have some lousy friends. If you even have any friends. Because we can only take it so long. Amen. A journey to blessing. If you want to be blessed, you've got to want to be blessed. Are you hearing me this morning? I want to be blessed. That's who I am. I want to be blessed. Gary Clark wants to be blessed. Are you hearing me? I want a double blessing. I'm asking people to pray for me to have a double blessing. Okay? Why wouldn't I? Say, when I read my Bible, people who have served God, people who have gone through trouble and trials and continue to try to serve God, I see in my Bible many times they were doubly blessed. So why wouldn't I want to do that? Amen. Yes or no? Or I can just go, oh, everything bad happened to me. This is all bad happened to me. I don't want to live like that. You hearing me, church? Yes or no? I want to be blessed. I was praying with the men in the truck this morning. Where's Rob Cusimano? There you are, Rob. He knows I want to be blessed. He knows I want a double blessing. He prayed this morning in the truck for me to have a double blessing. I heard him. He was right behind me in the truck. He's praying for me. I'm sitting right there to have a double blessing. Not only that, he said, Lord, I want so much you to bless Pastor Double that any blessing I could get today, I ask you to give it to him. Isn't that crazy? That's good stuff, ain't it? Amen? I want to be blessed. Say that with me. I want to be blessed. And that's what Jesus Christ wants for your life. There's a different way to live life. It's called the blessed life. And he gave us something called the Beatitudes. This can be your attitude. Say it with me. This can be your attitude. One more time. The Beatitudes. This can be your attitude. That's what he's trying to help us with when he's talking to his disciples. Let's look at it. Last week we opened it up, part one. This week we'll finish it, part two. We got to fly. Here we go. Jesus taught his disciples how to be what? Blessed. The word blessed means, say it with me, happy or fortunate. I'm not talking about finding a fortune. I'm talking about happy, and you start to realize in your life how fortunate you are. You hear what I'm saying? How fortunate you are. Wouldn't it be great to pull that mess off your eyes? They get you to see the negative. They get you to see the pain, real pain you've gone through. But wouldn't it be great if you could pull that off and you would be able to see the good in your life? Isn't that good? Say, see that I'm blessed. Because you'll never be really happy until you can start to see that and experience that. Amen? So let's look at it. The being blessed that Jesus teaches is internal. It's not external. If your happiness is always just on things that happen to you, you'll never really truly be happy. Or your happiness will always be like a yo-yo. You hearing me? Well, this happened good to me. I'm blessed. Well, unfortunately, this happened bad to me, so I'm not blessed. See, if it's just outside, but if it's inside, if you can take charge, if you can be the one who's leading the show, if you were, and you are, you're the one who's responsible for your life, your decisions. You see what I'm saying? So what are you going to do? Well, I want to be blessed. Well, it's more than just saying it. Well, I want to be blessed. Amen. I'll go to a Friday night meeting somewhere and have somebody slap me on the head and I'll flop like a chicken. I'll get up blessed. No, it don't happen that way. Is that what Jesus said? Say? Uh-uh. He didn't say that at all. He said it's going to take you some work. Let's work at it. It's going to come about when you are properly related to God through faith in His Son Jesus. And you've got to have complete trust in Him. You've got to know you can be blessed. You've got to know I can be blessed. I don't have to be cursed in my life. Bad things can happen, and I can still put a smile on my face. Things can go wrong in my life, and I can still make it, man. I can be a blessing to other people. You got to know that. You got to have a complete trust in God that this is possible. Are y'all hearing me? You sound like you're asleep. My gosh. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is. And you've got to believe that He's going to reward me for seeking Him. You understand? You got to want this, man. That's what I want in my life. I want to be blessed. I want to be happy. Am I always happy? No. Can I be? Yes. When I'm not, is it my fault? Uh-huh. No, it's somebody else's fault. The Bible says, guard your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. You're to keep your heart. You got to quit thinking because somebody does something bad to you that gives you the right to live a crappy life. Or to let your head go down so low, then you lose your light for Jesus Christ in your community, in your family, among your friends, in this church. That's craziness. Are y'all hearing me this morning? This is a good thing, man. But it's on you and it's on me. Let's look at it. The Beatitudes. This can be your attitude. This can be your attitude, man. And I want this to be my attitude. We looked at three last week. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Just plain English. Say it with me. I will depend on God and not myself. What's that mean? When it comes to spirit, I ain't got none. And if I'm going to have some, I'm going to need to get it from Him. Amen? You understand? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Number two, blessed are they that mourn. Mourn. You mean I can cry and be happy? Mm-hmm. Jesus isn't saying, like the TV preachers tell you, that life's all just going to be good, 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 good. That's not the real world. Blessed are those that mourn. Happy are you when you cry. You can have some contentment in your life. Look, why? Say it with me. I will recognize my needs and hurts and struggles and present them to the One who truly cares for me. Did you know you can be happy if you do that? Yeah, when you get hurt, misunderstood, struggle. Listen, to be able to know, to have faith in God, to know He's going to reward me. When you cry out to Him, when you cry to Him, knowing that He's going to take care of you, that He can take care of the inside even though the outside's falling apart. You listening? Amen? Number three, blessed are the meek, Jesus said. We're just reviewing. Say it with me. I will be humble and gentle and have a proper appreciation of who and who God is. Amen? Strength under control, pride under control, Gary under control. Amen? And I can be happy. Now let's move the bus. Here we go, baby. We're rolling. Number four. The next one. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be what? Filled. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. You can be happy when you hunger and thirst after righteousness. Here's the attitude. I will have a spiritual appetite, and I will desire for things that God says, say it with me, are what? Right. Did you know you'll be happy if you start to taste that? Your appetite is for things that are right. Did you know there's a lot of fun you can have? Say. And it's right. It's okay. You listening? Alright? It's good. The spiritual appetite. I want to do the things that are right in my life. We seek so often to get happiness in things that are wrong. Things that are, we try here, we try there. And it's the idea is that I want a spiritual appetite. God, I want you to touch my life. I want you to, the Bible says that God will give you the desires of your heart. A lot of times we think that's a wish list. God said He'd give me the desires of heart. So I wish for this. That's not what that means. It means God will actually give you the desire inside of your heart if you'll start trusting Him. If you'll start wanting the blessed life, He will start working on the inside of you. And the things that you thought that mattered, they don't anymore. You listening? And the things that really matter, you'll start to get a whole new list of things inside of you that really matters. And God will make you happy. Well, I look at Jesse here and Jacqueline, beautiful couple. When you had your little baby, things changed, didn't it? Things that really mattered more, right? You see how that works? I mean, y'all loved each other before. It was just the two of you guys, and I got a feeling now you're probably happier than ever. I'm just guessing. What do you think? You see what I'm saying? God, He does that in our life. Not with just young ones. He does that with things in our life. He puts that desire inside of us. So the attitude is hunger and thirst after right things. Not being better than somebody else. Don't think that way. I just want right in my life, God. I want to see the light. I want to walk the right path. Change my heart. Lord, You know I wander. You know I stray. You know I struggle. Touch my heart, God. Give me that appetite. I want to be changed. I want to be happy for once in my life, God. Are You hearing me? Okay. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, Father, and lead me in the way of everlasting life. With my whole heart I sought You. Oh, let me not wander from Your commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against You. I want that in my life. I want the best path. For they shall be what? Filled. God will help me be what? Satisfied. Talked to a young lady today. She sat down at my table at McDonald's this morning. Pulled up a chair right next to me. That's my latest thing. I go to McDonald's. These women just pull up chairs. So she pulled up the chair. And she's gone through a horrific time in her life. I've known her for years. And it's great to see how that she is doing better in her life. She didn't think she could make it. She's found out she can. With God, I can do this. I can make it. Amen? Doing the right thing. And desires that she used to have, she doesn't have. And finding a real peace with God. See, that's what I'm talking about, that happy life. Amen? So many women, men too, but women, looking for a man to ride in and change their life. Be a lot, ladies, if you'd go ahead and get your duck in a row. Huh? Sorry. And fellows too, before we try to get somebody else to do it. You can find happiness in Jesus Christ. You listening to me? Absolutely you can. Be a lot better off. Godliness with contentment is great gain. This is a great thing when you can learn, Paul said, whatever state I'm in, I'm content. Amen? Happiness. Let's look at number 5. How are we doing? We're rolling, buddy. Come on. Blessed are the what? For they shall obtain mercy. So blessed are the merciful. Happy are the merciful. Here's the attitude. I'll extend mercy to others. And hopefully through me, they will see that God's mercy has been extended to them as well. The word mercy means price paid. Say that with me. Price paid. What's the word mercy mean? Price paid. When somebody hurts you, only people who are in a place of authority to give mercy can really give mercy. To really give mercy, you almost have to have been wronged. You understand? You have to have been hurt. Something happened bad to you. Something wrong happened to you to show mercy. You understand? Price paid. When you've been hurt, to be able to say to that person, and not to that person, if that didn't all get a chance to work out, you can say it to yourself. You can say it inside yourself. That price is paid. I'm not going to be bitter. I'm not going to think about that. I'm not going to wallow in that. I'm not going to do that. The price has been paid. See, because I'm a sinner, and He paid the price for me on the cross, and I've been sinned against, and I'm going to say that price is paid because I don't want that on me. I don't want that in my life because I want to be what? Happy. Is that making sense to anybody other than me? It makes perfect sense to me. And as we live that kind of life, a life of mercy, it gives people hope that they can receive mercy from God. You understand? It's a good thing. Then said Jesus, Father, on the cross, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted His raiment and He cast lots for them. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became what? Poor, that you through His poverty might be rich. Did you know through your hurting and your suffering, if you will choose to grant mercy, choose to want to be happy in your life, did you know that through your pain, others are going to be made rich? Others are going to be blessed through your struggle. Doesn't that feel good? You know what it makes me feel good as Pastor Fellowship Church? The pain that I've endured in my life. It makes me feel good that I hear people come up to me and say, you've helped me so much. Watching you struggle and watching you go through your pain has helped me. That means the world to me. That means my labor was not in vain. My pain was not in what? In vain in the Lord. That's good, man. This is deep stuff right here. Most people don't get here. They get with their girlfriends and their guy friends and they just talk about all the crap in their life and get drunk and screw around. There's got to be a better life. Amen? That's what I'm talking about, church. For they shall obtain mercy. Here's the blessing. God has and will continue to show mercy to me. See, when I give mercy, it keeps that valve open and I'm getting mercy back from Him. Amen? How many need some mercy from God this week? Isn't that nice? Good stuff. But God, who's rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us. Let's look at another one. We've got to fly now. It's pretty good stuff, guys. I don't know if it's boring you to tears or not. I'm right on it like a dog on a bone this morning. I got it. I like this. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So the blessing, the happy life, is one that's pure in heart. What's that mean? Here's the attitude. I'll continually acknowledge that I'm made inwardly clean through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. If you think you're going to live a perfect life and thus be happy, ain't happening. You're not going to be perfect. If you start thinking you're going to be perfect, we're all going to hate you because we know you aren't. Ain't. Whatever. You see what I'm saying? Best thing you can do, that I can do, if we really want happiness, is to realize we sin and we continue to sin. And the way for me to be clean and to have a pure heart is to continually acknowledge that if I confess my sins, He's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Amen? Doesn't give me a license to sin, just do anything I want. But me walking in a perfect life is not the other. That's not realistic, guys. You hearing me? I don't care what some church teaches you. And I'll say something like this, and I'll have a letter this week, a little email. Somebody going to tell me how they're going to give me some scriptures. And my response is going to be, let me just spend a week with you and I'll find some crap in your life. I'll find that you're not perfect. How many would like me to come live a week with you? Not for that reason. You just want me in the house. I know how you are. If we walk in the light as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth ain't in us. We confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Incredible. The blessing, for they shall see God. I will literally see Jesus Christ one day. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But you know the beautiful thing, and I don't want to get spooky on you, but through pain and struggle and suffering, when you choose to have the good life and the blessed life, you see Him here. You start to see Him here. You do. That still small voice, He'll talk to you. One of my favorite places for Jesus to talk to me is in my Titan pickup truck. I'm not talking all the time, but occasionally, that voice from God, not out of the heaven like this, but in my heart, He'll tell me something, and I'll just know it as clear as crystal. You understand where I'm coming from? You start to live for God and see God, and wow. We've been taught that I've got to dot all the I's and cross all the T's and look just the right way, and God will have a relationship with me. That's really not what it's about. He wants you in your pain and your struggle and your suffering and your sin. He wants you to turn to Him. He wants you to start walking with Him. He wants you to have that happy life. Amen? And I tell you, when you start doing that, you're not a kook either. People start to relate to you. It's okay. You understand? You start to be that light of the world that Jesus said you can be. Good stuff. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. He was justified in the Spirit. He was seen of angels. Preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Beloved, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Now we the sons of God, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall what? See Him as He is. We're going to see Him one day. But through this blessed life, and this can be your attitude, you can see Him. Don't come up to me and say you saw Him in bodily form or nothing. I don't want to hear all that. You hearing me? But He'll talk through His Word to you. Amen? Say. Talk in your spirit. Yes, He does. Yes, He does. Last one. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Here's the attitude. I will endeavor to show others how to have inward peace with my God through Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. That's real peace, friend. I want to be a peacemaker. You talk about having a happy life. That's living your life and choosing the path of your life instead of focus on the negative and the bad, because most likely if you focus on the negative and the bad, you're never going to have an opportunity to share Jesus Christ with people. You're going to have to be able to share how bad your life is and how they don't want God in their life. You listening? Yes or no? Well, if God is in your life has gone to hell. Why would I want to go to hell like your life has? You understand? But if they can see, yeah, my life went to hell. But wait a minute. You're smiling. You're continuing to live and walk and breathe and do and touch and reach. They go, wow. Yeah, my life went to hell too. How'd you do what you're doing? You listening? Gives you opportunity to share Jesus Christ with people. The blessed life. I thought it was just about getting a new Porsche. No. I'd rather have the inward. Amen? Come on. I'm telling you. When you hurt, you know what I'm talking about. But now in Christ Jesus, you were sometimes far off, but now you're made nigh by the what? By the blood of Christ. For He's our peace. You mean even through all the mess I've gone through, I can have peace? Absolutely. He is my peace. He's made both one. He's broken down that middle wall of partition that used to be between us. And now even in my suffering and in my trials and my pain, I can talk to Him and I'm connected to Him and I can lift up my head and I can have a happy life. Am I losing you? For they shall be called the children of God. Here's the blessing. Others will know that I belong to Him because of the peace that's been given to me through Jesus Christ. That's incredible. I thought I just gave a little piece of paper and they would read it. It'd be better if they could read your life. You hearing me? That you could be their friend, that you could talk to them, they could see the pain, the warts, the wrinkles, the struggle. And your happiness too. Incredible. Let your light so shine before men, Jesus said, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. I forgot one last one, and we'll pop it up and we're done. We're out of time. We'll say it real quick. This is all we're going to say. I'm not going to explain it. It explains itself. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you, and they will, and persecute you, and they shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. They'll lie about you like a dog for my sake. Say verse 12 with me. Please, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before.
Amen. See, he finishes it off like this. Hush your mouth, you ain't got no excuse. Say that with me. Hush your mouth, you ain't got no excuse. One more time. Hush your mouth, you ain't got no excuse. You can have a happy life if you want one. You can have a blessed life if you want one. Amen. My advice to you is, go get it, man. Amen. Go get it. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Come on. Go get you some. Happy life. That's what I'm talking about.